The calendar says it's June, which means if you live in Arizona, it's only going to get hotter. And while you can compensate with air conditioning, water utilities are increasingly challenged to deal with problems brought on by the extremes of climate change. A new report from the Water Utility Climate Alliance details the enormous toll that extreme heat takes on both the utility's workers and infrastructure, making it more difficult to deliver water. Mohammed Mahmoud with the Central Arizona Project explains there's a cumulative effect on climate warming that can't help but change the conditions in which they operate.
Not only are the peak temperatures within the summer season increasing, but also the frequency of days where we're in that higher band of temperature, certainly above 100 degrees, and even more so above 110 degrees, those days are increasing.
Mahmoud, who also chairs the Water Utility Climate Alliance, says they ordered the study to project how climate warming might affect the way his industry operates and to suggest ways to adapt over the next few decades to continue delivering water without interruptions. To protect employees, the study recommends changes in work rules, more frequent breaks, providing cooling and hydration stations, and modifying work hours. For facilities and equipment, Mahmoud says they use a formula to gauge how long their infrastructure will last.
Every 10 degrees Celsius increase or 18 degrees Fahrenheit increase in temperature reduces the lifespan of those assets by about a half. So as we're looking at some of these projections, yes, they're not necessarily jumping overnight, but can sort of extrapolate that.
Mahmoud says the study shows water utilities will need to both adapt to the heat and modify their infrastructure to cope with the coming changes.
We may not be able to fundamentally alter droughts, reducing our water supply, but we can find creative ways on how to either conserve the water we use, to use water more efficiently if possible, or to even augment the water supply.
The full report, called It's Hot and Getting Hotter, is at wucaonline.org. For Arizona News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.